24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate back at KarinHousleyHomes.com. And let me see if we can pull this up. Open house tomorrow.
Open house tomorrow, 2547 Oak Ridge Court East, and it's in South Maplewood. It's less than a mile from Woodwinds Hospital in Woodbury, and probably a half mile off of 494 at Lake Street. So just get off at Lake Street, head east, and follow the signs. You can't miss it.
We also have a beautiful listing in Hugo. I have to, Catherine Latham is, she emailed and she said, please mention my home on the radio show this weekend. So I am up in Hugo.
Oh, we take requests now.
We do. That's right. Whoever wants to email, text, phone us, we will, but it has, you have to list with us in order to be on the radio
That's
show.
That's right.
Beautiful house on the lake in Hugo. Beautiful fall colors up there. I went up there mm-hmm. this week. They don't have cats.
They don't have cats. No cats.
The website's running slow right now.
We also have some others on waterfront. We have one on Cedar Lake in Wisconsin. We also have two on the St. Croix River on the Wisconsin side, which I know you probably will disagree, but I think the Wisconsin side is better.
You get the sunset.
You get the sunset.
We give you that.
You
we get the sunset.
Nice afternoon sun. Yep. And
they've got beautiful beach over there, too. Beautiful beach.
They do. And the but actually, the one we have in Clifton Township is across from Afton State Park. So beautiful natural views right across the river.
My foot just fell asleep, so I got
Oh, I thought you were kicking yourself because you should have lived on the Wisconsin side.
No.
We also have a house, $379.9, a bargain for a two-story, five-bedroom home right in Oak Park Heights.
I know. It's getting a lot of showings, too, I see.
Yeah, walking distance to the Stillwater High School, wooded, nice private backyard, beautiful, quiet neighborhood of only probably about 60 or so homes, no through traffic. It's a great value. So go look that one up. It's on Newberry.
And then 493 Autumn Blaze Trail in Cedar Woods. It is so close to 94, probably 2 miles south on mm-hmm. Carmichael off 94. It is the deal of the century, $799,000.
2 acres, brand spanking new. And the level of detail in that home, the quality that the builder put into it, you can't match that anywhere. And the level of detail in the design, it's just absolutely beautiful.
And I know we've talked about 979 Ohio Street, and I think...
That one's... It's pretty much gone. If you haven't written an offer on it, you better hurry.
It is.
That one's pretty much gone.
We do a great job of marketing. I'm looking at all of the photos. Oh, there's my favorite Pinecroft. Sellers are gone.
Joe and Doris. Well, they're not gone. They've just moved.
Got 5 acres in Afton.
Mm-hmm.
5123 Neal Avenue South in Afton. Two humongous outbuildings on that one.
That would be great for somebody with a home business, mm-hmm. you know, an auto business or something like that. Or if you're like the current owner and you just like to collect a lot of stuff and work on big old tractors, that's a great place.
Okay, so I'm going to pretend I'm a person at a cocktail party and you're going to be the real estate agent and I'm going to ask you the questions they ask me all the time.
Go get me another drink?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's what you asked them. Sorry.
Pronto. Bam. This is what they say. I'm going to be the cocktail person, okay?
Okay.
So, how's the market?
Great.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
What do the statistics show this week?
Statistics,
That's not what they asked me, but...
No. But if you're a seller, actually, there's some interesting changes going on in the market, and it's the kind of change that we like to see because it's been gradual. We've had 14 consecutive weeks of a reduction in inventory, and this is the largest jump, and we're comparing this week to the same week last year, 22.6% drop in inventory.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's great, and that's comprised of two things. New listings are down almost 5%, but more importantly, pending sales are up 47.7%.
We are almost approaching a balanced market.
Right, which is exactly where we need to be. And I'm going to read this directly from the St. Paul Association of Realtors weekly report because I don't want to misstate it because it's just too good to be true. But they say falling supply and relatively strong sales volumes should theoretically bolster prices.
It should.
It should. There's still going to be, and it says here too, you know, household budgets are squeezed, economic conditions aren't great, and mortgages are not that easy to come by. I mean, you have to have all your ducks in a row, and the house has to appraise, and you have to have a willing lender, so everything needs to come together. So it's there's not a huge supply of money out there, so that's going to hold prices down. Good news for buyers. But you're also going to have a lot of lender-mediated properties still hitting the market. Mm-hmm. Foreclosures haven't gone away or gone down, so there's still going to be some good deals on those. And, you know, I was talking to Joan downstairs at Cami Couture this week.
Oh, yes, I was going to bring that up.
And she, I think she said they or her son bought a home in Cottage Grove, a foreclosed home, put on a new roof, new windows, new appliances, fixed it up, and then went to sell it. And I was thinking, oh, no, she's going to tell me they couldn't sell it and they lost money.
Yeah.
They sold it in 3 days and made a profit. So it does happen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cottage Grove, Susan is a buyer's agent with our team, Susan Anderson, and she just helped some folks find a foreclosed home in
John
Cottage
and
Grove. That's right.
I went to visit them. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
I stopped over there on my way home from the lake, and I stopped in and saw all the renovations he's doing. He's got a great deal on the house over on 83rd.
She showed them quite a few houses, so if you're interested in something like this, give us a call, and we can hook you up with Susan. Or just call our phone number, 651-430-0400. Susan will answer, and tell Susan you want a bargain in Cottage Grove, because
yeah,
there's a lot of them down there.
We got a phone call on 651-430-0400 from a guy named, his last name is O'Brien, because I kept calling him Brian until he corrected me. Okay, thanks, Brian. He goes, that's my last name, O'Brien. Anyway, this is
when I wish it was TV. If you people listening at home could see the look on Karin's face. She thinks she's just going to drop some bombshell on us. Go ahead, Karin.
No, he wants to see the property we have on Quinnell, and he thinks it's a great deal, and he's wanted to own a duplex. And so Susan ran right out, and mm-hmm. she's showing him actually today.
It is a good deal. The upper level has been renovated. It's on a double lot, almost a half, I mean, just barely shy of a half acre in Lakeland on a quiet street. And the main level, it's fully livable. The main level could use some updating, but upstairs has fresh paint, fresh carpet, ready to go. And it is a great deal at $139.9.
The other question I get at the cocktail party, when I'm not asking them to get me another drink, is, are you selling a lot?
Yeah.
And did you just see what happened for the month of August?
That we made the top 20 list again?
Or Keller Williams. Yes, mm-hmm. we did. I was like, oh, look at that. We made, because you know I don't pay attention to that stuff until our manager sends mm-hmm. us the info. And I was
and
like,
then
oh.
Oh, no wonder we're so busy.
I know.
Yeah, in fact, just this week, I've had a few people ask, you know, so you're selling any houses? I'm like, do you see how pale and out of shape I am? It's not because I've been spending my summer outside doing fun things.
See how run down I am?
Yeah, we have been busy.
It's good. So give us a call at 651-430-0400 or visit KarinHousleyHomes.com. We would love to bring you on a tour of all of the East Metro to find your perfect home or help you sell and market your home so you can get the most amount possible in the shortest amount of time. When we come back, we've got Bitten and Bound's Missy Germain to talk X Factor, Dancing with the Stars, Steve Jobs, and much more. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, joining us is our favorite, Missy Germain. Every other week, we have Missy Germain from Bitten and Bound on to give us a Hollywood update and what's going on around the world. And it was a sad week, huh, Miss?
It was. It really mm-hmm. was. Steve Jobs passed away yesterday, of course, the Apple CEO. He had come down with pancreatic cancer in 2004, and he did undergo a liver transplant in 2009, but his health, of course, did not come back. Very, very sad day for many people. He changed many lives and did so much. You know, I'm sure you ladies, as well as myself, I have each of his products. You know,
I do too,
iMac,
all of them.
Mm-hmm. iPad, iPhone, I have them all. And he was just such a brilliant man, seemed so selfless. It never was really for him about the money. It was yeah. about helping people and changing the world. And he really, really did.
And also, you know what? I was watching some YouTube stuff on him the other night because I was Googling. This is what happens when people die. They start Googling
yes.
a dead person. And he, on June 15th, he went to the Cupertino City Council with his vision for the new Apple building that he wants to build in Cupertino. He bought the land that used to be Hewlett-Packard's land. He started out at Hewlett-Packard working for them, and then they went and bought this land that he knew as a kid to be Apple Orchard and built their Hewlett-Packard empire there. And then now he wants to change it and make it the Apple Empire. He already bought the land, but it's going to be a circular building It's, if you can go Google Steve Jobs Cupertino City Council, it was in June, and he was so skinny and frail, he gave the most brilliant and plain speak presentation to the city council. Right. Yeah, he wasn't Mr.
He's
Techie.
A college dropout.
I know.
And you know how he got his first his job at Hewlett Packard? He was 13, and he called over there asking for spare computer parts. Talked to Mr. Packard, I believe.
Know.
And they
it's
were
amazing.
Impressed with him and hired him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he worked amazing. There with his
Incredible
buddy.
Incredible guy.
I know.
Have
so
you been to the Apple store in New York?
Yes.
Yep, I was there last summer, and that's pretty neat. All glass. That was fun to go there.
And that's what he says when you Google the Cupertino thing. He said, because of all of our flagship stores that we've made out of glass, mm-hmm. we've perfected how to make humongous sheets of glass so we can make this building all round with the round glass. It's pretty cool.
Bigger than the Pentagon.
Yeah. Bigger than me. Did you watch that too?
No, I listen to public radio.
Oh, you do? Yeah, because it's going to house 12,000 workers.
Right.
12,000 mm-hmm. people.
That's amazing.
I know.
What town is that going to be in?
Cupertino, where Apple is now currently, but he's adding another big building.
Mm. And I think I heard that there's going to be the first and only authorized biography of Steve Jobs is going to come out. Which I think will be interesting because I think the years that he wasn't at Apple are going to be the most interesting to read about.
Yeah, when the in-between years?
When he got on board with Pixar and how he changed company and everything else. So that'll be something fun to watch for.
It'll
Absolutely.
Be good.
I want to, I've been, of course, on Facebook and reading lots of people's different quotes mm-hmm. that were their favorite of Steve Jobs, and I have one that I'd like to read.
Okay.
It says, "If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it gets better and better as the years roll on."
Isn't that
very nice, right?
He's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
What else do you have here?
Okay, well, let's move on to our quick Dancing with the Stars recap.
Because, I didn't watch at all, so I don't even know.
Very disappointed, and I truly now believe it's rigged.
Oh.
You do?
Absolutely. I wish you would have watched it. Okay, this is all over Chaz, okay? Chaz made it through again.
He did.
Lowest scoring. It was not good.
No.
Go on to bittenandbound.com and you can
read about it.
Well, you can. I think the video's on there. You can watch the video. But Kristen Cavallari was the one to get off. And I got to tell you, she was very
good.
She did excellent.
I thought she was going to win it. I think I predicted her to win.
Okay, so before the show, Cher tweeted that she sure hopes her son Chaz can hold on one more week so that she can be in the audience. I'm serious. He was horrible. Horrible. There's the funniest picture on Bitten and Bound of it looked like Chaz was laying his head up against, I can't think of who his dancing partner is, up against her butt, like
Chelsea?
Holding her up.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
No.
I'm really disappointed because no matter what, they absolutely should have been voted off.
Yeah.
They were the lowest scoring. They were the worst out of all of them.
And,
there was many, great, great dances. So.
Who cares if Cher's in the audience?
Yeah, that's
exactly.
right.
Exactly, but I think it's a pretty big deal. I think they really want Cher on there. Well, I think, not necessarily because we don't like her, but I think she still is that big icon, like Madonna and so on. For me, Madonna, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now she's, I'm not here to talk about Madonna. So anyways, okay, so it'll be interesting. I'll keep watching. They've all improved, and they all got pretty high marks this week because of their improvement, except for Chaz. They scored an 18. They got sixes.
Ah, that's so disappointing, because I really loved Kristen.
It really was disappointing. So, okay, so now if Cher's in the audience this week, I can't see him getting any better than he is. I mean, it's not that he's horrible. He's just not as good as the rest, that'll be...
Totally
That's Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, so do you watch The X Factor?
I do.
You do?
I do watch The X Factor, and I hate to say I did not watch this week because I've watched the last couple weeks, and now they've gone into what is called the boot camp. Did you watch it?
So explain the show to people because I didn't know anything about it until my daughter posted this video on her Facebook.
Well, what was...
This one, this Chris Renee guy. Have you seen him?
I would have to see his face to remember which one
guy.
He is.
He's the guy. He's 28 years old.
That's on Bitten and Bound.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
I did that story.
Oh, you did?
Right after that week that he was on. He was good. He just got out of treatment.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate that. I think it's great. I think they pick and choose the stories that they want to highlight.
Yeah.
Was he astounding?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was astounding, but he was good.
He was good.
Yep. And it was his own song. And, you know, they always start off with saying, oh, that's so risky for you to do that. Really, it's risky. If it's good, it's fine.
You know? Especially his song was called Young Homie.
Yeah.
Young homie, what you tripping on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hear it? Yeah. Okay, wait. Yeah. I'll just play a little bit. Just a second. I'm going to play just a little bit. Then we'll keep going. Hang on.
We're very high tech here.
I got the recipe. I don't need no Hennessy. Yeah, it's been 2 months now. Haven't had a drink and I'm starting to see where now.
You can just see it in their eyes that they want him to be good.
Paul is like, haven't had a drink. Why would you do that?
What?
Oh, it's you got a
sounds like a conversation at my house. What you tripping on?
What you tripping on? I'm gonna start talking like
that. I might
that,
use that word today for
young
sure.
Young homie, what you tripping on?
Okay, so now they've gone into what they call boot camp, where they're gonna take 162 of the remaining people, and then they bring them down to 32 acts that will go on. So they're splitting it up into four groups: the boys, the girls, over 30, and then the groups. Did you watch last week?
No, I haven't watched any of it. That's why I'm intrigued for
nothing?
The show.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about specific things since you guys don't know, but how Simon is a completely different person as opposed to Idol. Yep, he still, will do his, that was horrible, or, you know, you don't deserve to be up there. But not much. He's more of the softy now.
Oh.
And the girls seem to be fighting it out and stomping off and
who's
crying.
Who's the other girl? Because there's Paula.
Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls.
The Pussycat
former
Dolls.
Former Pussycat Dolls.
Because she's like from Hawaii or something, isn't she? I think she is. She's beautiful, but...
Very beautiful. So between her and Paula, each of them crying each week and hugging each other because they just love what, you know.
Oh, my
really?
Lord.
Yeah. It drives me crazy. And then... yeah, so Simon will really pull for somebody and throw a fit if they don't vote them on. And like I said, I think it's all about the feel-good stories that they're really trying to, I don't know.
That's how they drag it out to a full hour.
Yeah. And I think they're getting like 13 million hits or people watching, which is good. It's kind of like The Voice where it's just kind of muddling by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I didn't really like The Voice.
I didn't even watch that
fond
one.
Of Christina Aguilera much. She's,
I like Blake Shelton. I thought he...
Sure.
And the other, Adam... Levine.
Oh, Levine, Maroon 5.
I liked them. And I like the sing-off. It doesn't last very long.
You do watch The Voice?
Sometimes. I really like the sing-off.
Oh, I've never even seen... There's all these
Nick Lachey hosts it, and it's a cappella groups.
Oh,
but you can't even tell that there's no music because they have people doing the beatbox in the background. It's unbelievable.
I want to be a beatboxer when I grow up.
You can.
I know. I really do. I'm not even kidding. Me and Chloe practice every now and then.
Hey, Steve Jobs would tell you, go for it.
That's right.
Yeah. Read I have a tattoo that might say that. I'm not sure. Right? Okay, so we've got Dancing with the Stars, X Factor. How about let's quickly touch on Ashton and Demi.
Okay, yeah, give us an update.
Okay, well, did you guys watch last week we'll do a quick 2.5 minutes.
A little bit. It's still just too gross
just
for me.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
I know I'll watch one more week and that'll be 4 times for me, but Ashton is horrible. He's a little kid.
He looks like a street person. He looks homeless.
Yeah.
The jokes are all about bodily functions, and it's just lowbrow humor. It's teenage
bad.
Boy humor.
Bring Charlie back.
Bring Charlie back.
Or just cancel it.
Well, yeah. That's too bad, because what a great show, and I get where, you know, 2.5 Men was going with it on the whole kiss off to Charlie or whatever.
Yeah,
but
then they just bombed after that.
It really is bad.
Because Ashton can't hold the whole show.
Okay.
It's not that 70s thing.
No, and, okay, so...
What's going on with Demi then?
Okay,
Demi.
So there's many different things. So it came out that Ashton had cheated on her on their anniversary weekend. Well, there's so many stories, and this comes from Star Magazine. Do you believe Star Magazine?
Absolutely.
You do not. Come on. on. Stop it. I am not an advocate for Star Magazine. Okay. But nobody's denying anything. Not Inquirer either. So don't even bring up the Inquirer. So he's supposedly have cheated. What's being said is that he left the house sometime before this happened. Yeah. Now, I read as much as I could on this to try and figure out if I believe it or don't believe it. Yeah. I don't really remember Demi Moore having a drinking problem. Do any of you?
No.
I just don't remember there ever being light on that. But maybe... No.
They covered it up?
Well, maybe. But now they're saying he moved out a few weeks before because of her drinking problem. Oh. And that he tried to get her help and, you know, attempts to help her save herself. But it didn't work.
Is this where he's spinning it, huh?
Friends of the two of them are, of course, speaking out.
Maybe that would explain that one naked photo she threw out there of herself.
Well, there's many of her, seems to be falling apart. But, I mean, bottom line is, I absolutely believe they're not living together. I believe that they probably were broken up before he even did anything. They're not each other's friends on Twitter anymore.
They got rid of each other?
Well, they had gone back and forth, but, you know... I had done a little bit of research and looked back, and she's never once put anything on there about his show or anything. Now, if your husband is the actor on Two and a Half Men, you're going to be giving it a little bit of press.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Mm, that's a sign.
Well, you think it is a sign. Yeah. So I think that's what I got for this week. That was good.
Thank you very much. That was a lot.
Short amount of time.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Missy Germaine. Yep. Bittenandbound.com, or you can find her on Facebook, too, Bitten and Bound. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at Carr & Housley Homes. Look, I'm drinking out of my mug today. You know, give us a call, and you can get a free mug. You got a mug before.
I love mine, yep.
Okay, good.
Great size.
Yep, you just have to give us a call at 651-430-0400, and we will get you a mug. Have a great week. Come on down to Stillwater Harvest Fest. Starts now. Have a great weekend. Turco Travel is next. Bye-bye.